KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Two Red Oak men were arrested Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County on theft and criminal mischief charges after they allegedly stole vehicles from Page and Montgomery counties and wrecked both vehicles. Authorities say 19-year-old Cody Dean Johnson and 20-year-old Michael Eugene Sickles, both of Red Oak, allegedly stole a 2000 Buick Regal from a residence off of Highway 48 between Shenandoah and Essex early Tuesday morning. The wrecked car was found just before 1 p.m. Tuesday in Montgomery County. The duo also allegedly stole a 1992 Oldsmobile. Sheriff's officials say they drove the car through two cornfields, causing over $1,000 damage to a crop belonging to Gordon Arnold of Red Oak. The vehicle was also driven over a creek embankment before Johnson and Sickles allegedly tried to set it on fire. The vehicle was considered a total loss. The pair were taken into custody at around 3 p.m. Tuesday on charges of theft in the second degree and criminal mischief in the second degree and were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond each. Additional charges were leveled against them in Red Oak from incidents which occurred earlier in the day in Red Oak, and charges are pending in Page County. News time is 7:08.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. If you're thinking about upgrading your combine, right now is an excellent time to act. You can buy a used New Holland combine, and you should be able to get through two harvests without paying any interest. New Holland Credit is offering 18 months 0% financing, an excellent program with no participation. It's a great deal for the producer. Right now, we have in stock a 2009 CR9060, an excellent machine, only 426 separator hours, 607 on the engine hours. This machine is loaded, came from an excellent home. We sold it new out of our dealership. In addition to that, we have an 08 CR9070. We've got a couple 04s and 03 CRs, so we can kind of fix you up with just about any size machine that you're looking for. We have over a dozen less than 10-year-old New Holland combines, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Two people were arrested early this morning in Adams County on public intoxication charges. The Sheriff's Department reports 22-year-old Sean Crouch of Atlantic and 19-year-old Bobby Farwell of Essex were taken into custody at around 2:20 a.m. following an argument with another man on Davis Street in Corning. Crouch and Farwell were charged with public intoxication, second offense. A request by an Atlantic English and English as Second Language teacher, Jennifer Hartwig, to the Board of Education to reconsider her move out of the English department into a full-time ESL position seems to have fallen on deaf ears. Hartwig presented her case to the board during their meeting last night. Hartwig, who built and designed the district's English Language Learner, or ELL, and ESL program, is the district's only legally endorsed ESL core sheltered instruction teacher. She served a total of 6.5 years in the district and its ESL program. Hartwig says the ESL department has always viewed her role as permanently part-time. She says when the department came to the board with a request for additional staff, she never thought she would be completely pulled from her high school English position to fill the gap.
Especially since this would effectively take our district a step back by putting the number of ESL-endorsed sheltered instruction teachers back to zero. It was understood that when we needed more assistance to serve our ELLs, we would add additional staff, not move me out of the classroom back into full-time itinerant staff.
Hartwig says the need to add additional staff was to support the district's ELL plan, which she says mandates sheltered instruction. That means the regular classroom teachers who instruct ELLs are to be ESL endorsed so they can provide language instruction that are in line with current ESL methods.
In addition to concentrating on our training and our endorsement, adding support staff is key to broadening the base of our program and making it strong and sustainable.
She presented several options to the board to strengthen the ESL program and ELL community, including the possible hiring of a Chukis translator to fill the department's current needs. Hartwig said a Chukis translator option is $15,000 less expensive to the district, and any extra money could be used to assist sheltered instructors in becoming ESL endorsed and more compliant with the ELL plan. School Board President Phil Haskell said Superintendent Mike Amstein answered his questions about the move, and his decision stands. Public hearings will be held during the Atlantic City Council meeting this evening with regard to a proposed development and minimum assessment agreement between the city and Boulders Inn and Suites, and a proposed internal advance and loan to fund a $125,000 incentive grant for the company, which will be funded through the city's Economic Development Fund. City Administrator Doug Harris will report to the council this evening that negotiations have been completed and the Finance Committee has reviewed the final package. The committee will recommend the council approve both agreements, which have been signed by Boulders officials after more than a year's delay. Under the agreements, the city would provide Boulders developers with a $125,000 upfront grant and a total of $41,000 in tax rebates for a total incentive package of $166,000, which is $59,000 less than what was initially offered in May of 2010. Because the city has incurred additional legal costs associated with the agreement, the total price tag comes to $247,464, which is slightly less than what was offered altogether last May. But the tax increment financing to the city, according to Harris, will be a little more than $48,000. He says that City Council this evening will act on resolutions approving the agreements and internal advance for the incentives package. Their meeting at City Hall gets underway at 5:30. And a temporary earthen levee is now the only barrier standing between Hamburg and the floodwaters of the Missouri River. Officials are hoping efforts to beef it up will be enough to keep the town from filling up like a bathtub. Crews working for the Army Corps of Engineers hope to pile at least 3 feet of extra dirt atop the levee before this evening. If the levee fails, parts of the town could be covered by as much as 10 feet of water within days, and that high water could linger for months. The earthen levee became Hamburg's last line of defense after the river punched through another levee downstream in northwest Missouri that provided the town's primary protection. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
This is the line from Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic. If you're thinking about upgrading your combine, right now is an excellent time to act. You can buy a used New Holland combine, and you should be able to get through 2 harvests without paying any interest. New Holland Credit is offering 18 months 0% financing, an excellent program with no participation. It's a great deal for the producer. Right now, we have in stock a 2009 CR9060, an excellent machine, only 426 separator hours, 607 on the engine hours. This machine is loaded, came from an excellent home. We sold it new out of our dealership. In addition to that, we have an 08 CR9070. We've got a couple 04s and 03 CRs, so we can kind of fix you up with just about any size machine that you're looking for. We have over a dozen less than 10-year-old New Holland combines, so give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
And checking our funeral announcements this morning, 78-year-old Irene Bloom of Harlan died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Bloom will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 85-year-old Lois Ness of Audubon died Saturday. Funeral services for Lois Ness will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 76-year-old Merle Eberle of Clarinda died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Merle Eberle will be tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Clarinda. The Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda has arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.